Bob, Kellen Moore talked about it early this morning when we were listening to him in his press conference, and we didn't leave, I don't think, a half an hour, and bang, Cam Jordan, Saints coming up with a one-year contract, and looks as though he will finish his career as a New Orleans Saint.
Well, it's a no-brainer. I mean, to me, and you know, Mike, how many times you hear me say, oh, that's one of Hebert's cliches. What have you done for me lately? Well, what have you done for me lately? Cam Jordan had 10 and a half sacks. Not in practice. This is a real game, not in preseason. This is an actual game. So that kind of production. So what if your top sack getters all were in double digit? Let's say you had two or three of them. I guarantee you're going to be amongst the best in the NFL. So Cam Jordan and his contribution last year, to me, that, okay, you can let him go test the market, whatever. It's probably a team-friendly deal, and it's probably, you know, with a number of incentives that will help him to get maybe the money that he wants. But if he produces, again, double-digit sacks, what? Boy, you're talking about going in, out with a flame of glory. It couldn't be any better than that. Let me tell you why I think Cam Jordan's the greatest Saints defensive player. Bobby, what are you talking about? That's blasphemy. Didn't you play with the Dawn Patrol? Yes, I did. But I'm going to tell you twofold why I think of Cam Jordan. I look at accountability. He's always been available, and he's a Saint for life. I'm not talking about Saints Hall of Fame, Louisiana Hall of Fame. I'm talking about Pro Football Hall of Fame. Look who we put up there, not only Louisiana or the Gulf South Gulf Coast, but the whole nation. Ricky Jackson, he didn't play with the Saints the whole time. Martin Anderson, he didn't play with the Saints the whole time. Sam Mills, he didn't play the same with the Saints the whole time. Drew Brees, he started out. Remember, people, he started out with the Chargers before he came to the Saints. So, why think as far as the Saints and the meaning, what that individual means to an organization? Drew Brees, obviously on offense, it could be debatable, but Cam Jordan on defense. Cam Jordan's a first ballot Hall of Famer simply because the numbers that he's put up. Now, I still think he has something left in the tank. So I think from a leadership standpoint, in the locker room, on the field and off, no, you need a Cam around. Where does Cam, has Cam ever gotten in trouble or anything? No. He's like the poster child. But you know what? It doesn't matter how you raise. I look at his dad, and I know Steve Jordan. Unbelievable tight end with the Vikings. Guess how many teams Steve Jordan played with?
One.
The Vikings. Look at Steve Jordan's career with the Minnesota Vikings. One of the best tight ends when he was playing. Look at Cam Jordan. Now going to finish his career on New Orleans Saint. So, no, I think this bodes well for the locker room, bodes well for the team and his leadership and his production. What if he just contributes? You and I were talking about this. What if he just comes, you know, when you spot play him and all that, and he can maybe learn some tendency, boy, I can get maybe a sack right here because I know how the individual's playing, almost like a player coach at the end of the second quarter, going into half, or the end of a game. That could be the difference. All of a sudden, I don't know, we make a difference in two or three games. Are we 7-10? Or what if he makes a play and then all of a sudden we're 10-7? Are you going 8-9, 9-8? Cam Jordan could be that kind of difference maker to impact the game at the end. Isn't that what we're looking for? Impactful players? And I think
at
that's what Cam
still
has. At the
second quarter, at the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Because how many times you've heard me say this? Nothing impacts a game more in the fourth quarter than a pass rush. Man, come on. You knew that as a quarterback. Man, you didn't want to feel no heat if you're trying to get your team downfield.
Especially,
you know they got to throw it.
Especially if you're getting hit the whole game. And it's human nature. I remember going against Reggie White. You're hanging in there tough. You're hanging in there after so many hits. Man, human nature is like, not that you're scared to get hit. You're just tired of getting hit and stuff. So that's why you got to keep bringing it. You got to keep bringing it and give the quarterback the business. But you, I know, you might say, well, Bobby, you really can't hit the quarterback anymore. No, you can't hit him in the head. You can't hit him below the waist. But, hey, tomahawk chop, go for the arm, knock that football out. Look at one of the greatest plays in Saints history. Okay, I still talk about Robert Meacham against the Redskins. Drew throws the interception. He just snatches the ball, waving the Redskins defender, and takes away from him and goes score a touchdown. What? Well, one of the greatest defensive players, not only sacking, causing a fumble, how about cause a sack? I mean, you have a sack, cause a fumble, and you score. Remember Chase Young? Look at that touchdown play. When you make that kind of play, there's no way you shouldn't win that game. Okay. That's the kind of plays you need to win big games.
Kareem Moore, who intercepted the ball, he's a nickel state guy.
Right, right.
I've seen him. He's like, man, there ain't a week goes by. Somebody was like, how could you have let Meacham steal? He said, I didn't let him. He yanked it from me. It's not like I wanted him to do it.
Well, Mike's not only yanked it and changed the possession, he yanked it and he scored. Boy, I've never been that lucky. I mean, like I told Drew Brees, I said, I know you're living right when that type of play happens in your favor. But look, in the Saints' favor, Cam Jordan coming back, to me it was a no-brainer. Just based on his leadership, his production. Again, I would have wanted him back because his locker room presence and kind of almost like a player coach and the tricks of the trade. Even if he didn't have 10.5 sacks, let's say he'd have had 4.5 or 5, then you might contemplate, like, I don't know, by bringing him back. But it's like, shame on the Saints and the organization if they wouldn't have brought back Cam. Come on, he had 10.5 sacks. Look around the NFL on all the teams. How many individuals had double-digit sacks? That's a small fraternity. So that's why I look at that. Now, I don't know what he's going to do, if he's going to go out with a bang. He says this is his last year, and he's going to finish the Saints. So, I mean, there can't be one member of the Who Dat Nation who's against this. If they are, they're just a hater, and they just hate, and they're just miserable in life. Because Cam Jordan, to me, is nothing but positive plus check marks all across the board.
The last 2 years before, let's say 2023, 2024, a lot of that he was playing
inside. Yes.
And so, and you could tell he that was not his gig.
But he was still a team player. He really didn't bitch that much about it, Mike.
He didn't bitch about it, but that wasn't his forte. He's always been an edge guy.
He's been an edge guy. You know what he's always been, even going back to Cal? You know what he's always been an edge guy?
Run play.
Yeah, you can't run against him. The run support. And you can be an old man, but you know the techniques. You know how significant that is because you never want to be the weak link, how they're going to try and double team you or attack you with the tight end. And that, okay, Cam's in the game. Let's run right at him. Let's run right at him. Well, no, you haven't been able to do that. So that's why, to me, all of the young, even Carl Granderson, he wants to get better. Chase Young, you want to beat an every down defensive end that not only an outstanding pass rusher to disrupt the opposing quarterback, but you know what? You better not run over here. It might be now it's 2nd and 9, or it might be 2nd and 11, whatever. You're not running at me. And that's what people don't realize how significant. Cam Jordan is one of the best in the history of the NFL playing run defense. And then you just throw in the sacks. That's a little lanyard, a lot of lanyard. No, Cam Jordan, I don't think at times the Who Dat Nation we appreciate and showed him enough love. You know why? Because when Cam was playing, how many Super Bowls we won? None. Zero. Now we had opportunities, but I think that's why, from a national perspective, we'd have showed him more love if the Saints would have been able to win a Super Bowl.